Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes.
Hugh, I just love what's happened in Oregon over the last few decades. They have become world-class producers of Pinot Noir, of course, but other varietals are really doing extremely well out there. You had a chance to taste some wines from one of the real success stories in Oregon.
Yeah, it really is. It's a company called A to Z Wineworks. Their motto is aristocratic wines at democratic prices. It's about a 20-year-old Oregon wine project. It's founded originally by two couples, Deb and Bill Hatcher and Cheryl Francis and Sam Tannehill. So it's just, you know, two couples who decided they wanted to do this. And the focus was to produce affordable Pinot Noir, widely available and consistent from vintage to vintage. Now, these folks are big veterans of the industries. I mean, between the four of them, they had worked at Domaine Druin, Eyrie Vineyards, Veritas, Archery Summit, and Chehalem. So there's a lot of pedigree here coming into this project. And they named it A to Z because the wine is a blend of grapes from vineyards all over Oregon. This is what contributes to their consistency from year to year. Their first vintage was in 2002 and was 2,500 cases. And they're now around 200,000 cases of Pinot Noir alone. And now they're also making Pinot Gris, Chardonnay, Rosé, and Riesling. Anyway, here are the three that I really wanted to talk about today. The 2019 A to Z Oregon Pinot Gris. It's a pale gold with, you know, forward aromas of peach, melon, and apricot. The palate shows citrus and notes of lychee fruit, which I thought was really kind of charming, followed by pear in the finish. It's very pleasing and quite a generous wine on the palate. And at $17.99, I thought it was a pretty darn good value. The Chardonnay, the 2019 A to Z Chardonnay also, I think, shows really nicely. It's pale, strong color. The aromas are of apple, melon, and citrus with tropical fruit tones. The palate is rounded and juicy with a touch of minerality and a broad, generous, creamy texture. It sounds just appealing. It was wonderful when I tasted it. It finishes with a very pleasant acidity and a nice little piece of tension that comes from the acid. The wine is completely unoaked and has no malolactic, so it continues to be very fresh. And again, $17.99. Now, Pinot Noir is what the company was built on and is their primary driver. The 2018 A to Z Oregon Pinot Noir, garnet color, classic aromas of cherry, berry, pomegranate, and plum, with a little note of orange zest and sandalwood. There's really a lot happening here. It's medium bodied and rounded. The palate shows smooth tannins under earthy red fruit flavors and a long lingering finish. It's just a very pleasing overall wine. Is it something that I'm gonna wax poetic about? No, but in terms of something that it's $20.99, that's a really good value for a Pinot Noir that's of this caliber. Interesting enough, to go back to the provenance of the company, this wine was sourced from 30 plus vineyards and 80 different fermentations.
So, holy mackerel.
Yeah, these guys are masters of sourcing and blending to create a consistent product. Very interesting stuff. My wine value of the week has to be the A to Z 2019 Pinot Noir.
Outstanding, Hugh. I just love what they do in Oregon. It's great.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.